Mayorkas on possible ISIS tide migrants crossing. That happens every year, we're doing stronger vetting than ever. By Ian Henchett on June 26, 2024. On Wednesday's broadcast of CNN This Morning, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas commented on the arrest of 8 Tajik nationals with alleged ISIS ties who crossed over the border by saying that every single year, we encounter individuals that do, indeed, pose a threat to our public safety. That is not something unique to this administration. And in fact, in this administration, the different agencies and departments across the federal enterprise are working more cooperatively and more effectively and doing more robust screening and vetting than ever before. Co-host Kate Baldwin asked, "One thing I'm very curious about, and there's been a lot of coverage on, are these 8 Tajik nationals that were arrested this month, believed to have connections to ISIS, after they entered the U.S., crossing at the southern border last year. Federal authorities have not disclosed publicly what led investigators to believe that the men might be involved in terrorism to need to track them and pick them up. That investigation seems to still be happening. They have not been charged. But how real was the threat, Secretary?" Mayorkas answered, "Kate, it is our responsibility. Our highest responsibility to protect the safety and security of the American people. And that's what our remarkable men and women in DHS do every single day. We screen and vet individuals at the border, when we encounter them. If we learn of information, subsequently, that gives us any cause for concern, we take law enforcement action. That is, indeed, what we did in this case, and we are seeking to remove these individuals. They are in custody and in proceedings now." Baldwin then asked, "But how does this fact, how does this circumstance, and others, not support and back up the criticism coming at the Biden administration that the border is not secure?" Mayorkas answered, "Kate, every year, every single year, we encounter individuals that do, indeed, pose a threat to our public safety. That is not something unique to this administration. When I was the deputy secretary, when I was the director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, when I was a federal prosecutor in the 1990s for 12 years, we encountered individuals of concern, and we take enforcement action. That's not something that is unique. In fact, in this administration, the different agencies and departments across the federal enterprise are working more cooperatively and more effectively and doing more robust screening and vetting than ever before. The security and safety of the American public is our highest priority. These individuals are in custody, and they are in proceedings to remove them from the United States." Follow Ian Henchett on Twitter at Ian Henchett.